We're talking with Greg Pallas, an investigative reporter we had on a few weeks ago, discussing his book, How Trump Stole 2020. Yesterday, of course, was the election for the two Senate seats in Georgia. It appears as if the two Democrats have narrowly won those seats, given the control of the Senate to the Democrats. But there's a lot of indication that that election should not have been so close, because several hundred thousand Georgia voters were denied the right to vote. So, Greg, can you discuss a little bit of some of the problems you've seen down there in Georgia? I understand you were down in Atlanta yourself.
And if you go to gregpallas.com, you can see my the video of my investigation. In fact, I sued the state to return 198,351 voters to the voter rolls who were illegally removed. You have no idea. The Jim Crow operation here, it's like 1954. And, you know, the U.S. media was playing up the Secretary of State, and the governor is standing up to Donald Trump, and they're heroic. No, they aren't. They were trying to steal the Senate race, and they couldn't do that and save Donald Trump at the same time. There were, and again, 198,351 voters illegally removed from the voter rolls. They said they'd left Georgia. You'll love this. They said they left Georgia, but they didn't. That they didn't move out of the state. They're still here. I've got video of them in the homes where they still live, in Atlanta and Decatur and all over the state. What the state did was that I don't know where they got this Jim Crow list of people that moved. It's suspiciously heavy on black voters and brown voters and Asian American voters. And so I literally, I worked with Black Voters Matter and Rainbow Push and Now Voto Latino, where we've sued the state to return these voters to the roll. Don't forget, this race ain't over. There's going to be a battle, especially in the Ossoff race, because it's going to easily be within a half percentage point difference between the candidate. That triggers an automatic recount, and they're going to do their damn best to do exactly what Trump had asked them to do, and they're very good at, which is to take ballots and disqualify them, throw them in the garbage. This is the game that they play. You know, one thing that the media doesn't report, they give these votes as if that's all the votes that were cast. I'm telling you right now, it's nonsense. We have tens of thousands of ballots which are just disqualified. Because we have a massive mail-in vote, which is overwhelmingly a Democratic vote. I was at the polling stations where two people, I encountered three people about to put their ballots into the drop boxes, their absentee ballots, because people wisely this time did not go, you know, use the post office. But they didn't have their return addresses, two of the three people. Those ballots are going in the garbage can. You have to understand, that's how these games are played. It's a gotcha system. Oh, you didn't put on a return address? You're out of here. And if you put on a return address and you leave out your middle initial, but you registered with a middle initial, they get you. And they even had crazy. You know, this is just the beginning of the insane, crazy rules. They did, you know, they pulled tricks like, for example, Cobb County, which is part of Atlanta. There were 11 early voting stations in the general election. They were shocked when Biden slammed Cobb County. Cobb County is Newt Gingrich's old district. Newt Gingrich. Biden won it. So they panicked. They had 11 polling stations for 500,000 voters. That's all. And guess what? They cut the 11 to 5. And the 6 stations that they closed were all, everyone, in the black neighborhoods of Cobb County. I mean, I could go on for literally... Well, I could write a book. I have.
Right. Now, you know, watching your video, one of the people you ran into early on during your investigation in Atlanta was Stacey Abrams, who at that point, I guess, was the majority leader in the Senate. She seems like somebody who really did stand up to try to fight for voter rights.
Yeah, and they savaged her. In fact, when I issued I issued a report for the ACLU of Georgia saying 100, you know, identifying, when we say 198,351 voters, you can tell by the exact number, almost 200,000 voters are removed. We're not guessing. We check the addresses of every one of these people with the United States Post Office. And by the way, that, you know, if someone left the state, the post office would know. And it's not just smart or a good idea to check with the post office. It's the federal freaking law, okay? And they violated the federal law to remove voters they didn't like. By the way, in that group, we include Martin Luther King's 94-year-old cousin who was removed from the voter rolls as if she'd left Atlanta. And I went to her home in Atlanta. She ain't moved nowhere. These are the games. And Stacey Abrams was the first person. So Stacey Abrams, who was cheated out of the governorship in 2018, she cited my work saying, look, this is what they did to me based on the work, the investigation of Greg Palast, which has now been issued by the ACLU. And we even sued them now. We're in federal court trying to get these voters back on. We got a lot back on already. And if we hadn't put 30, 40,000 people back on the voter rolls that were on that purge list, we contacted them by phone, by postcard, by billboards, by PSAs. You have no idea, to try to get legitimate voters back on. This is, by the way, I didn't ask people's registration. I made a big point. I don't want to know their registration. These are voters. These are Americans. And so I put Stacey Abrams on the air. This is a 7-year investigation. I put Stacey Abrams on the air. The first time she was ever on national television was with me in 2014. And the same with the minister at the Ebenezer Baptist Church, a guy named Raphael Warnock. He'd never been on national TV. So I put both of them on national TV. And you know, the rest is history. But history ain't over.
So what can we do to prevent this type of, voter theft, voter suppression moving forward?
What we've always done. This is a battle that's, what, 4 centuries long to get the right to vote. You have to understand there's a long march, and that march ain't done. In the Revolutionary War, a guy named George Washington, with his buddy Thomas Jefferson, fought for the right to vote for Jewish voters, which was a big issue in America. Jews couldn't vote in a lot of states like Virginia, their own states. And that's where the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, not the Second Amendment, comes from. The First Amendment comes from is this battle to allow Jews to vote and also Catholics, because you had to take an oath in many states to that, an oath that you swear to the Lord Jesus, that knocked out the Jews and had no foreign allegiance. And that was read as, if you were Catholic, that you were, that your allegiance was to the Pope, so you couldn't vote. This is a long battle. The American Indian population, the Native Indigenous population, didn't get the vote until in Arizona until what, 1947, like that? Actually, Catholics in North Carolina got the vote after about 2 years after African-Americans got the vote after the Civil War. This isn't over. We're not even close to over. Here in Georgia, one of the biggest attacks on voters is the attack on the Asian-American population. The current governor, who was Secretary of State in charge of the vote, Brian Kemp, he shut down through legal threats, through intimidation, the group 10,000 Koreans vote. He didn't want 10,000 Koreans to vote. You know why? It's not that they're not the old style Jim Crow racists wearing white hoods. They don't use white sheets anymore to scare away voters of color. They use spreadsheets. It's very sophisticated. That's why I'm actually, one of the reasons I'm here is that I have a federal court appearance. I've sued these guys in federal court to change these rules, to get these voters back on the roll. And just yesterday filed a new legal action because they're going to try to disqualify a lot of ballots.
So Greg, we're out of time. People want to find out more information. Your website?
Go to gregpalast.com. That's GREGPALAST, gregpalast.com. This battle ain't over. Sign up, get the info. And, stay vigilant, stay tuned. And the battle for Georgia has just begun.
Okay. And this has been Greg Palast. This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.